This is U.S. Political and Civic Daily Scan from What's My Politics. Here's what happened and why it matters to you. The biggest federal stories are a new White House attempt to narrow birthright citizenship, a new order directing changes to childhood vaccine recommendations, and a Justice Department transition after Todd Blanche was sworn in as Attorney General. On the election side, Alabama voters are choosing nominees under newly redrawn House districts, while court and state-level fights continue to shape the rules and maps for November. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1. Debate Spotlight. Trump renews effort to narrow birthright citizenship after Supreme Court loss. President Trump signed two immigration actions on August 6. One seeks to limit automatic U.S. citizenship at birth for narrower categories of children than his earlier order covered. The other directs tougher visa treatment for people suspected of coming to the United States to give birth. The earlier order never took effect, and the Supreme Court rejected it in June, so the legal effect of this new attempt is uncertain, and court challenges are expected. What to watch? Watch for lawsuits seeking to block the order and for the administration to publish guidance spelling out exactly which children it says are covered. Headline 2. Trump orders federal review aimed at spacing out childhood vaccine shots. President Trump signed an executive order August 10 calling for a smaller and more spread out set of childhood vaccine recommendations, including making separate measles, mumps, and rubella shots available when possible instead of the combined MMR vaccine. The order directs federal health agencies to develop plans and review the timing of core childhood vaccines. The current CDC schedule remains in place under a federal court order that has paused earlier schedule changes. What to watch? The order gives the Department of Health and Human Services 90 days to produce implementation plans. Also watch the ongoing court case over the CDC schedule, which could limit what the administration can put into effect. Headline 3. Alabama holds special House primaries under a newly redrawn map. Alabama is holding special primary elections today for four U.S. House districts after state lawmakers changed the congressional map and replaced parts of the ordinary primary process. The remapped districts include the 2nd District, now represented by Democrat Shamari Figures, and three other seats. The candidates chosen today will advance to the November 3 general election. What to watch? Election returns will show the party nominees. The larger test comes on November 3, especially in the reshaped 2nd District, which both parties are targeting. Headline 4. Todd Blanche is sworn in as Attorney General after 50-49 Senate confirmation. Todd Blanche has been sworn in as Attorney General after the Senate confirmed him 50-49 last week. Two Republican senators joined Democrats in opposing his nomination. Blanche had served as acting Attorney General and previously represented Trump in criminal cases before joining the administration. What to watch? Watch Blanche's early personnel choices, major enforcement directives, and how the department handles ongoing investigations involving Trump critics and allies. Headline 5. Supreme Court has not yet acted on the administration's mail ballot emergency request. The Supreme Court docket still shows no order on the Trump administration's emergency request to put parts of its March election executive order into effect before the November midterms. The request concerns a federal citizenship list and planned limits on mail ballot handling. California and other states filed their response on August 3rd, and lower court restrictions remain in place while the Supreme Court considers the request. What to watch? The next concrete development is a Supreme Court order granting, denying, or partially granting the emergency stay. A ruling could arrive without oral argument. Headline 6. Tennessee primary ousts Representative Andy Ogles in a newly drawn House district. Former Tennessee Agriculture Commissioner Charlie Hatcher defeated Republican Representative Andy Ogles in Thursday's GOP primary for a heavily reshaped 5th congressional district. Trump had endorsed Ogles. The same round of primaries also set a November contest between Republican State Senator Brent Taylor and Democratic State Representative Justin Pearson in another redrawn Memphis area district. What to watch? Watch the November 3rd general elections in the 5th district and the Memphis area district where Taylor and Pearson will compete. Those results will offer the clearer measure of how the new map affects representation. Headline 7. Additional tariffs on listed Canadian goods are set to start August 19th. Unless changed before then, additional 50% duties on listed Canadian motor vehicle, alcohol, and dairy products will begin at 12:01 a.m. Eastern on August 19th. The tariffs apply to products named in the proclamations and their annexes, not automatically to every Canadian import. The White House says Canada has treated these U.S. products unfairly. Canada disputes that view. What to watch? Watch whether the administration revises the product lists or delays the effective date before August 19th, and whether Canada announces retaliatory action or a negotiated response. Headline 8. California's 14th District Special House Election is 1 week away. California will hold a special general election on August 18th to fill the vacant U.S. House seat in the 14th Congressional District. The Secretary of State lists the race as the state's next special vacancy election. The contest follows the June 16th special primary and will determine who serves the remainder of the current term. What to watch? Watch turnout and the August 18th result, then whether the winner also seeks the full term in the November 3rd general election. Now let's slow down and look more closely at today's top story. Debate spotlight. Trump renews effort to narrow birthright citizenship after Supreme Court loss. We started with what people are paying attention to, then checked the facts against trustworthy reporting and official records. Welcome back. Today's story is about citizenship, immigration, and presidential power. Debate spotlight. Trump renews effort to narrow birthright citizenship after Supreme Court loss. President Trump signed two immigration actions on August 6th. One seeks to limit automatic U.S.
Let's stick to this citizenship, immigration, and presidential power story specifically. My first question is simple. What does this actually cost, and who ends up paying for it? Every time Washington reaches into something like this, it's usually working families who foot the bill.
Staying right there with you on citizenship, immigration, and presidential power. I hear that cost worry. But look at what's already happening here. President Trump signed two immigration actions on August 6th. One seeks to limit automatic U.S. citizenship at birth for narrower categories of children than his earlier order covered.
Sure, but think about the stakes on this exact issue. Citizenship determines a person's legal status, passport access, voting rights as an adult, and eligibility for many public benefits. The administration says it is targeting abuse of the immigration system and so-called birth tourism.
On this one, local groups alone can't cover it. Citizenship determines a person's legal status, passport access, voting rights as an adult, and eligibility for many public benefits. The administration says it is targeting abuse of the immigration system and so-called birth tourism.
Fair point on scale, but sticking to this story, my worry is who ends up in charge of it. Give this particular citizenship, immigration, and presidential power plan too much power, and it's awfully hard to undo later, even when it's clearly not working.
That's a fair check to keep on this exact plan. I'd add reviews and expiration dates so this specific effort doesn't run on autopilot. The goal here isn't a permanent program, it's solving this one problem.
Today's What's My Politics feature. Use my representatives to find federal, state, and local officials, then compare their public records with the issues that matter to you. Now back to the briefing.
Back to it. Here's where I'd land specifically on this. Cap the cost, name who's accountable, and put a deadline on it. If it's working, fine, renew it. If not, let it expire instead of becoming forever.
I don't hate that, staying on this same plan. I'd just add one thing. Make sure the people this citizenship, immigration, and presidential power story actually affects get a real say in whether it's working.
I can work with that, for this specific case. My bottom line is still, prove that a smaller, local fix can't handle this before reaching for the biggest tool.
And my bottom line on this one is, don't let wait and see become an excuse to leave people hanging. Watch for lawsuits seeking to block the order, and for the administration to publish guidance spelling out exactly which children it says are covered. That's the real test here, not which side wins the argument today.
Can't really argue with that. Watch what actually happens with this, not just what people promise.
Exactly. Thanks for sticking with us on this one. It's exactly the kind of story folks should keep watching closely.
That's today's briefing. It's informational and nonpartisan. Follow the linked sources for the full record and updates, and make your own call.